Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Elu Mematin as a Tefach, the following materials will take away from the size of a Tefach of the Chaloin that we discussed earlier. In other words, if you have a Chaloin, which is a Tefach by Tefach exactly, and one of the following items are placed in the airspace of the Chaloin, it hence takes away from the square Tefach, and therefore the Tumah would not go through it. As follows. Pachas mikazayas basar, if you have less than a kazayas of tame basar, kazayas of a mace, doesn't have the ability to be metame others, but it will have the ability to block the airspace so that the tumah can't go through it. Memayit al yidei reiv atzamis. That would be memayit, so that the tumah that's a result of a quarter of a reiva hakav of atzamis of bones, would not able to be metame. The point is, less than a kazayas of a mace would not be mema'it the airspace if there was a mace inside the house. However, being that it's a different tumah with a different shear, it's a reivat samais, then the basar of the mace, which is less than a kazayas, will be mema'it to block this other tumah called reivat samais from passing through. Upachas me'etzem kisa'ira. Same thing, if you have in that hole, in the tefech ha-tefech, less than the size of a barley, you have a bone there that's less than the size of a barley, it will also block tumah from going through of memayit al kezayis basar, will stop the tumah of a kezayis of basar, because basar has a separate shear. However, let's say there was a reiva atzamais in the house, then they would join with the etzam, which is less than the sa'ira, and it would not be memayit, the tumah would pass through. What if there was pachas mikezayis min hameis? Meaning, as we just said above, you had less than a kazayas of a mace, and also pachas mikazayas min hanevela, less than a kazayas of a nevela, and also pachas mikadasha min hasheres, less than the size of a lentil of tumas sheretz, or pachas mikabetza echolin. Or if you have food, even if it was mukhshar lekabel tumah, but you have less than the size of a betza, so it's mikabel tumah midrabanan. Or if you have tefuah growing outside a window and it leans over and extends into the window space, minimizing the shear of a tefach by a tefach. V'kochai, or if you have spider webs sheyesh b'mamish, which have a thickness to them, v'nevelas oif hatar shlechisha v'da, or if you have the nevela of a oif tahar, which no one thought about it, to eat it. So the halacha is that a nevela, a carcass of a kosher bird, which no one had intended to eat, is not metame. Or if you have a nevela of a oif tame, shechishav alehala, that you did intend to eat the nevela of a non-kosher bird, v'lo hechshira, and it's not mukshar, it wasn't prepared l'kabel tumah, or if it was hechshira v'lo hechishav aleha, in all of these cases, they are all able to minimize the shear of a tefach by a tefach so that the tumah should not be able to go through. Mishnah Vav. Elu she'einam mematin. The following list are items that cannot take away from the shear of a tefach, and therefore the tumah will continue to pass through. As discussed above, if what's inside the tefach is a bone, so it won't minimize the shear to prevent a reiva atzamais, the tumah of a reiva of atzamais, from passing through. V'loy basar, alidei basar, if you have less than a kazayis of basar in the tefach on the tefach, and you have a kazayis of a mace on one side, basar will not prevent the tumah of other basar from going through it. V'loy kazayis min hameis, and also a kazayas from a mace will not be metame. This is quite obvious, because if there's a kazayas of a mace there, then it has the status of its own oihel. But the Mefarshim say, we just added it onto the list, even though it's not really necessary to say. V'le kazayas min anevela, also a kazayas of a nevela, v'le kadosha min asheretz, so if you have the size of a adosha, a lentil, of a sheretz, of a small animal, v'le kibetza echolin, or if you have a size of an egg of food which was mukhshar lekabel tumah, v'loy tefuah shebechalonos, or also not grain which is growing near the window. And the reason is, since people generally don't like grain when it grows near their walls, they generally tend to harvest it or to destroy it. So anything which the das is to destroy it won't be memayit the size of the chalon. V'loy kochai, and not spider webs she'ein behem mamish, which are just very thin, so they have no substance. They would not minimize the airspace. V'loy nivlas ha'oif ha'chatohar shechishev aleha. Neither the carcass of a kosher bird, which you intended to eat, because that would be mekabel tumah. V'loy nivlas oif ha'tomei. And also not the carcass of a non-kosher bird, shechishev aleha, which you intended to eat, v'hechshira, and also became prepared, mukhshar lekabel tumah by liquids. V'loy ha'shisi, and also, if you have warp or woof by a loom, those threads are not mema'it, if they have tumas tzaras on them. Also, if there's a brick which was made out of dirt taken from a besa pras, a besa pras is a field where a kever, a grave, was lost here, so it's possible that there are bones or elements of the mace of the deceased body mixed in. So if a brick was made out of the dirt from that field, it would not minimize the shear of the tefach by a tefach. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the position of Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim, however, the chachamim say, ha'leveina mima'etes, the brick will be mima'et, the window of pnei she'afara, because the dirt in the brick is tahar, becomes tahar. Why? Because Chazal, according to this, were only geyser on the original status, the original state of the dirt. But once it's changed into a brick, it would not have the same tumas beis apras. Zeklal, this is a general rule to remember what is memait, the size of a tefach by a tefach, and what is not memait, the size of a tefach by a tefach. Hatar, things that are tahar, memait, can be memait. Vehatami, but things that they themselves are tame, ene memait, would not be memait, the shear of a tefach by a tefach.